Welcome to the Jay and Jack Show. My name is Jay.
I'm Bun Patty Bun. One time you get a plain hamburger. Label for life.
You have to live with it for life. I'm sorry.
It's fine. I don't care.
From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's the Jay and Jack Show bonus episode. Starring Jay and Jack with special guests Ralph, Melissa, Chip, and Blake. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our first ever bonus episode of the Jay and Jack Show, where we will pull audio from our first four episodes that didn't make it into the final cut of the show, stuff that Jack and I talked about, and then things that didn't make it to the cut with our special guests. I will be your host through this as I take you through this treasure trove of audio gems for this first ever Jay and Jack bonus episode. That intro that you heard was one of the takes that we did that didn't make it. It was from our first ever episode that we recorded. Generally, I do the intros after Jack and I record for a while, and then we'll have our guests, and we'll generally record with them about an hour, hour and a half. And at that point, I feel like we're warmed up enough to do an intro and have it be kind of energetic and exciting, because it's going to be the first thing people hear. So I want them to kind of feel that energy, and we'll do several of them. But in classic Jack fashion, he tends to, be a pain in the neck about it. So here are some of those takes. Hello, welcome to the Jay and Jack Show. My name is Jay.
I'm Ralph.
Hello, welcome to the Jay and Jack Show. My name is Jay.
I'm Melissa.
I'm seeing a theme here. Hello, welcome to the Jay and Jack Show. My name is Jay.
I'm Jay.
Let's see where you go next. Bam. Hello, welcome to the Jay and Jack Show. My name is Jay.
I'm the Big Moon.
The Big Boom? What
the
is
big
that?
The Big Moon.
The Big
Moon.
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 Okay.
Moon.
Hello, welcome to the Jay and Jack Show. My name is Jay.
And I'm Dancing with the Stars.
Lame.
I don't know. It just came to me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Jay and Jack Show. My name is Jay.
I'm Blake.
Wait. Oh, God. Hello, everybody. And welcome to the Jay and Jack Show. My name is Jay.
I'm a talking squirrel.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Jay and Jack Show. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jay.
You already did that one.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm crying Jay. I went to the movies and cried.
You know, I do this kind of improv style. We record a bunch of them. And I would think it would kind of get Jack thinking outside the box. But I'm
starting to
feel like
this every week.
Anyways, here we go. One more. So as you can see, Jack takes great pleasure in annoying me while we record this show. Sometimes when we do an intro, it'll just go straight into a fun and rambling conversation. So as we close out this intro section, let's take it away from, I believe, our second episode, where we chat a little bit about The Office, but Jack also shares a really funny story involving his wife and my mom. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jay and Jack Show. My name is Jay.
And I'm George.
Wait, you said you're going to change it every single week.
Oh, that's right. You know what? I'm going to go way out. I'm Sam. How's that? Sam.
I guess.
Sam.
I'm Sam.
Spam.
Sam.
Sam, Sam, Sam. Sam, 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 Sam. I've been rewatching The Office. Pam, 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 Pam.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's funny. It's just, I'm in third season. Must be the third season because Jim's back, and and it's just like, God, he's just so awkward.
Yeah.
And then you got Michael Scott, first season, who's he definitely had hair plugs and got in shape.
Yeah.
It's like a different guy.
Well, is it hair plugs or were they combing his hair in a certain way so it covered up? It was way thinner in season one.
Yeah. I think they changed him up because you didn't like him in
season
one.
Well, he was doing the Ricky Gervais.
Right.
Which, you know, season one, Michael Scott times that by 10, and that's the Ricky Gervais.
But Ricky
David
Gervais
Brent.
Has a way of being a jerk and still being likable, where Michael Scott was
a jerk.
Have
you watched The British Office?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay.
But
I don't think he's likable.
But I'm just saying, Ricky Gervais, his whole stick, chick, whatever it is. He's someone you probably wouldn't like, but you like him.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen him, what he does with his I don't know if it's his wife or just his
girlfriend. His partner. They're not partner. Married.
And he does these things on Instagram to her.
No,
he posts like a picture of her looking at like a shadow. And I'm sorry, I can't remember her name because she found a friend. And he does like all this different stuff. It's so funny. He just does it over and over again.
Yeah.
It's like a statue. She found another friend. And there's a thing, an ugly child at four. She goes, we found an early picture of, I think it's Jane. I want to say Jane.
Uh-huh.
Her name's Jane, but it's Ricky Gervais, and he's just funny. I mean, just hilarious.
He's a jerk, but it's funny.
But, you know, it's like, if I did that,
yeah,
I'd be divorced.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do similar things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think you and Gervais have a similar comedy style.
But do you think I'd get away with it?
Does he? Like, maybe she kind of maybe gives it to him at, no, maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, I've done a lot of, not mean things, but I like to joke around. And
sure,
have
sure.
It's like when, you know, your mom and I were first dating, we're down the Hoya Shores, and we're getting in a car and all these people around, and I go, 100? You said 50. And all these people stopped and looked. I go, I'm not paying it. So these people just stopped and looked at her.
Now, oh, man.
Now, is that me?
How the hell did you stay together after that?
I don't know. I'm charming, I guess. But that's what your mom always said. I always kept her laughing, kept her going. And, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It's like when I was growing up. You know, it's like if I could make my mom laugh, then the punishment wasn't bad. If I didn't, it was 10 times worse.
So it's like you hear comedians trying to talk about their craft and like how they kind of hone it. Yours was very much like if your jokes didn't land, the beatings would be much worse.
They would be. It's like your mom sometimes. No, I'm joking. No, you weren't. It's like when she was pregnant. It's like, I'm just going to play this straight.
Yeah.
I've told the mustard story 100 times. She was pregnant, and I brought her the sandwich. It's like 3 a.m. She was hungry. I go, I'm going to make you a sandwich. You could do something like this. And she just starts bawling and crying. I go, what? What's wrong, dear? Mm-hmm. What's wrong, honey? What's wrong, sweetheart? You didn't put enough mustard on the sandwich. You don't love me. You know, because the hormones are going crazy.
Sure,
going, I can get more mustard.
Yeah.
If you should have got that the first time. I'm like going, oh my God, I'm not sleeping tonight because of mustard, and I hate mustard.
That's where mustard got you.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, I've never liked mustard, but
yeah.
Now I hate it.
Well, it's funny because, you know, a lot of people, they talk about when their spouses are pregnant, it's like, oh man, the craziness or whatever, but Colleen, she like gets really sane when she's pregnant. She's like the most stable.
So she's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
And I mean that nice.
No, I mean, you know, Colleen will admit it. She's, you know.
Can we just say first though that being pregnant is 100 times worse than having to listen to someone complain about mustard.
Sure.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's incredible. So. I mean, again, both childbirths for Colleen is like the most amazing, like, to be witness to that is some of the most incredible things I've ever seen. But I think she'll even admit that she's like one of the most stable, like level-headed people when she's pregnant. It's kind of
so
just
like George Costanza without sex.
Just like, yeah, it's like just like she's on a roll. All right, this last bit of bonus content with just Jack and I is also from the second episode, and where Jack talks about missing Dale's third wedding. And for those that were longtime listeners of the Married Man Show, one of the long-running jokes was that Jack was not invited to either of Dale's weddings. Well, he got married a third time, and guess what? He wasn't invited to that one either. Speaking of warm taffy, he got married.
Yes, he did.
Third time. Third time you weren't at his wedding.
Yes, people go, were you there? I go, nope. I found out on Facebook.
And the thing is, like, it's for, I mean, how many years was he on The Married Man Show? Like, the two of you, how long did you do The Married Man Show?
Probably a decade, right?
It was a long time.
It was a long time.
At least 8 years.
At least 8 years, yeah.
And so it was well known among the Jay and Jack community that Dale had gotten married twice. Mm-hmm. You weren't at either wedding. Nope. So people are asking you, I'm like, oh, were you there this time? Nope.
No. No. Like I said, I always found out I think this first one, I found out like 2 or 3 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
You're what? Married. Oh, okay. And then the second one, I was like, he called me on his way back from the courthouse.
Yeah.
I go, and I didn't realize, I go, you did what? Because I know he didn't like her. I'm just going to say it. He complained about her left and right. And it's like, because we had season tickets to the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a year. And he would just go, oh. I go, just leave.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Move on.
Yep.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. I said, okay. And then he called me at work like the next day. Hey, I got married. To who?
So, yeah. So those two you weren't a part of. You would think you'd be a part of the third one.
Yeah.
But I think it's even more appropriate that you wouldn't have been at the third one.
Anyway, that's Dale.
Dale's going to Dale.
Yeah. It's like he doesn't want to bother you.
Yeah.
And that's like, but you're not bothering me. That's, yeah. That is what it is.
He's marches to his own drum. But he still plays. We got to do another poker game.
Yeah.
I want to do one in February sometime. We're in this process of getting ready to have Alex's first birthday party this weekend. So it's the classic honey-do list this long, just trying to get everything ready because we have 27 families staying with us for this weekend.
I think you do.
It's a record.
Because, you know, with me, I said, it's just a birthday.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, so we've got all of Colleen's family coming in from out of town. I've got some family coming in as well, and then we'll have our family that's here.
To be fair, I would if you guys lived in an we would probably fly out there to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not a bad thing. Yeah. It honestly is, and we have the room. We'll have a couple staying in Zach's bedroom. We'll have a couple staying in the guest bedroom. The workout room will be converted into a guest bedroom, so I'll have people sleeping there. And then we have a pull-out couch in the little family room area.
And you have
a pawn. So, and then some of them sleeping on the pull-out couch. It'll be a full house. But now it's a matter of, because Zach's birthday is in June, and then our podcast weekend's in May. So that's kind of like for the year when Colleen and I kind of, okay, we have our project list or things that we've been wanting to buy. So that's the time that we do it. But now with Alex's birthday coming now, it's like, okay, we're going to have to move up some of these things that we would probably just wait till May to kind of get done.
And the worst part was the weather looked like the weather is fantastic right now.
Yeah.
Until Saturday.
Maybe it'll push back a little bit. Just a little bit. We'll see. Luckily, this is all just little kids. We're not inviting a bunch of kids from school. It's just our friends and family. So it won't be like the Halloween party where we have like 20-something kids in here. I wasn't here for it, so whatever.
I was here for it.
I was here for the aftermath.
I was here for it when people go, man, this kid has a lot of toys.
He does. They
were talking about you.
Oh, that's fair, too. luckily, mine are contained in this room.
Yes.
But we're going to be doing a garage sale this month. We're thinning the herd in the Glatfelter
nice.
House.
Nice.
Because Zachary has too many toys. When you have so many toys that you don't even play with, like maybe at least half of them, if not.
You know. I should bring that treadmill over that your mom has made me drag all over the house.
Ugh, no. Well, I mean, I guess you could if you want to come bring some stuff.
Because it's ridiculous. That treadmill that 4 years ago, Tyler and I moved, my son-in-law and I moved it upstairs.
Yeah.
If it was upstairs, I would use it more. Never used it. Moved it to another room. If it was in this room, I'd use it. No, now it's in my closet.
It can fit in there?
Well, we took the closet doors off because we're gonna put different doors on there.
Yeah,
never got around to that, so it just fits perfect right in there. Because I can't carry it downstairs. I can't with my back.
Of course.
I mean, I could probably throw it downstairs.
Tear up your house.
She goes, "What if we put it back in the garage?" I go, "No," because I can't use it anymore. So I said, because I used to use it all the time.
Well, couldn't you just walk, like just to walk to kind of loosen up the muscles?
I don't know. I might, but the right leg's going numb a lot, so I could want to be one of those funny videos where they're falling off. Have you seen those?
Oh my God! Okay, last week we talked about our new Crazy Hank TV ideas. I think maybe that's your breakout hit.
Falling
Crazy
on
Hank
treadmill.
Falling on a treadmill.
I was watching the other day. It was people doing stupid things on treadmill.
Oh yeah,
and it's just they're like that using the exercise ball. And
yeah,
it's like I don't know. I think most of the stuff on the stuff is fake.
Uh-huh.
I think it's planned.
Yeah.
Because nobody's that stupid.
I think, of course, some of it's planned, but maybe they didn't think it would go as bad as maybe it did.
I think my favorite ones is it's a surveillance camera in a fitness place, and there's this girl, there's two people working out, and this girl, she gets a text, she gets off her phone, and she goes, but then she walks back on the treadmill with it moving, while she's on the phone. Bam! Flips over. Now, she got off the treadmill because she got a text, but she's replying as she walks back on it.
Oh my God.
I almost felt bad for laughing.
That's rough. But they're fun to watch, those videos.
As long as someone doesn't
As long as
die,
they're not dead, yeah, I think I guess, we're yeah. fine. We're good.
But sometimes you look at those things, you go, because they cut it off, they go, well, did they die?
Yeah.
And then you don't know.
Can we get a video just making sure all of those things happen and they're okay?
Yeah.
All right. So that does it for the just Jay and Jack stuff I wanted to put in this episode. Now let's move on to some of our guests that we had on our first four episodes. First up, our first ever guest was Ralph from the Darmalars. All right, let's do a podcast, Kaiju podcast, like a million podcasts, but a long, long friend of mine and Jack's and for over a decade. And, you know, I couldn't think of a better first guest for the Jay and Jack show than Ralph. And as always, it's just great just even chatting with him, just catching up on life and whatnot. And so this first bit here is actually kind of what we're recording up to the introduction. You know, once again, we generally record about an hour with our guests, so and I'll hit record the second like we start talking. So this audio is from kind of just us leading up to when we actually introduce him for the show, and for, you know, Ralph, Jack, and I, who have podcasted together for over a decade, as well as known each other for a long time, it doesn't take long for us to get straight into, you know, conversation. So it's always good to have that record button going. So let's let Jay, Jack, and Ralph from our first episode take it away. Oh, and there is some swearing in the Ralph segment. So if you have any young listeners in the car with you or around you, just be aware there will be some adult language. So you've recorded three podcasts today?
This is the third.
Yeah,
I recorded All Right, Let's Do a Podcast with Kevin.
Yeah.
And then I recorded a Patreon episode.
Well, you know what? I once remember recording with you. Well, it was three of us.
Oh, my God.
But Jay fell asleep. Remember, it was our top 60, 80 movies. It was the first annual Autism Speaks telethon podcast, 24-hour podcast.
Oh, that's right, because you guys did like 100 movies or some crap.
And you got mad and went and slept on the couch.
I didn't get mad. I was just tired.
He got angry. I'm tired. I'm going to sleep on the couch. And Ralph and I kept going. And it was like 3 or 4 hours.
I slept for like maybe 2 hours, and I came back, and you're only on like 30 or something.
Plus, it was the...
I always took the middle of the night.
Yeah, it was like it was like 1 o'clock your time. It was like 4 o'clock our time to like 7 in the morning or something like that.
Yeah,
Jay was all bitter. I'm tired.
Well, thank you for doing this, Ralph.
No, I'm excited.
Well, actually, let me do an official.
It's the only one I don't have to like edit and shit. So.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh wait, can I say that word? I forget.
No.
Well, this we haven't really decided yet.
Is it going to make it tougher if you decide to have to put in bleeps and stuff?
No, I'm not going to put in bleeps. But what if, and this is just a thought, what if we let our guests just be talk however they want to talk, and then we say, you know, we don't...
censor our guests.
Yeah. Like, and what's that old phrase, like, the opinions or whatever don't necessarily
reflect...
Opinions of
the guests don't matter to the network or blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But
we
anyway.
Only censor our guests if they have a top 100 movie list.
So leave it up to the...
We'll fast forward to fucking 10.
Well, so you're the one that said that. But I didn't say that.
Wait, hold on a second. If the guests swear,
uh-huh.
Can we swear? Or should we?
Well, Jay just did, so I'm assuming yes.
Well, Jay's got a potty mouth.
But
if you put something up front saying, hey, they're swearing on this, it lets the listeners know that they can be adults and not whine about it, right? Like, it's giving you... Yeah.
NPR, I think, is a pretty good, like, hey, there's going to be swearing on this episode. And that's what I think we might do, is, like, our segment with Ralph might
really
have swearing.
Really? NPR has swearing?
Oh, yeah. They're,
I don't think I've ever heard a swear word on NPR.
It just depends on the, like, their... The This American Life, their 666th episode was about Satan.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's
of course,
a little bit...
swear I wouldn't get to talk about Satan.
Satan?
Satan? Isn't that special?
NPR's classy, so, I mean, why wouldn't you just do the same thing?
Exactly. So if NPR podcast. Can do it, why can't we do it?
Yeah.
Besides, I'm wondering, like, you started doing the podcast in, like, 2005,
yep.
right?
Yes,
right.
five.
And back then, like, there was a lot of younger listeners, like, in their teens. And that
who are
was
now
like,
50 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
It is amazing how old some of these people are.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like, are there still young kids coming over and listening to the podcast? Or I don't know what kids are into nowadays.
That's true. Like, what? Maybe there's like they watch Snapchats or something now. They don't listen to podcasts.
I think that's already outdated.
Is that Snapchat's already?
I think so.
I never had a Snapchat account.
I feel like Instagram and Facebook just stole all the cool stuff from Snapchat anyway, which is like what Facebook likes to do.
It's what companies do.
I know you have some beefs with Facebook.
Facebook's awful. So I've been off of Facebook for probably like 2.5 years. And then recently I'm like, because I started the Patreon and I'm like, I have a lot of friends on Facebook through doing the Darmalars.
Yep.
And so it's like, if anyone's going to pay attention to these new shows that I'm doing, it's going to be those people. And so I would post the episodes up on Facebook and I wouldn't get anything. And I'm like, why is nobody seeing this stuff? And then so I would test the waters because I know that Facebook is like a cesspool for horrible news and like shitty opinions. And so I just wrote there was a thing. So Paradise, California burned to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
My mom has family that lived there.
Yeah.
And she was visiting when it went down.
Oh, dang. Wow.
So she literally the only, like, I think she left her purse on the kitchen counter. Like, she literally only left with her wallet. That's all she had. And there's, like, Facebook video of her and her family, like, as, like, the streets burning around them.
Wow.
So it's awful. She's okay. Our family's okay. They just bought a house in Palm Desert where there are no trees. Everyone, as far as my family is concerned, is okay.
That's good.
But I mean, it's a really, really shitty situation and it was real dicey.
Yep.
So, the president, goes to Paradise
of
and
NBC?
Decides to discuss the situation.
Well, did he go to Paradise or what was the thing he said? Pleasure.
He kept calling it pleasure. And so I go on Facebook and I just write F this guy. That's all I wrote.
Yeah.
And it had like 42 reactions and it had like 20 comments and all sorts. I'm like, yet if I post anything about a podcast, I get maybe 2 likes. And these are people who probably have me set to notifications.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's,
if I see it, I'll be honest. If I see it, I like it.
Yeah. So
Ralph's
going
to check now
if
he sees Jack left out there.
Well, if I see it,
doesn't let you see it.
I know that is. So you're saying okay. I think I'm getting where you're getting at here. Going with this story. So
Facebook essentially will weed out certain things that people see on their timelines now. Twitter kind of did the same thing, but now they recently introduced where you can just look at your timeline from the most recent tweet all the way down. Facebook doesn't do that. It picks and chooses what people see in their timelines. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, clearly, if I say, you know, screw this guy, more people are going to see it. And, you know, you would think like after the elections and stuff with all that mess and blah, 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 that Facebook would probably lighten up on their algorithm towards things that were negative, but it doesn't seem to be the case. So what I've been doing lately is what I'll say is, politicians are pieces of S. Also, Jorge and I have a new episode today. If you want to check it out. And I noticed that I had like 17 likes on that. And I'm like, okay, so this is how we have to play it. Oh, start off with a negative comment and then put in something that has nothing to do with that and just, you know, promote the podcast that way. Right. I was also trying to just post pictures of food.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then
Facebook loves food pictures.
Yeah. So that works too.
Huh. Because I started a YouTube channel and at first I was getting lots of likes and and all of a sudden just stopped.
Yeah.
So now I got to be a dick. All right. Got it.
Or just say something inflammatory.
Well, I was like, why am I not getting any likes here? Not even Ralph. Ralph's not liking my stuff.
I didn't even know you had a YouTube channel.
Yeah. I started a couple months ago.
I'll just subscribe to it.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice, but that's okay.
No, I'll do it. I'll do it.
But, I didn't know that was the case.
Well, yeah, I guess this is some inside baseball for, people that use social media out there for their podcasts. Just put, will it work for, like, could it go either way? Like, I love Trump or I hate Trump, and then it's just going to have a bajillion responses.
I don't know if I
want
that.
Yeah. Well, are you committed to being successful, Jack? That's all I'm saying.
Could I do both?
So I've kind of laid off that whole like Trump thing and whatever news story because I found that Facebook doesn't want you to leave Facebook. They want you to link within Facebook. So instead of posting a link to my blog,
mm-hmm.
I post the show episode to my personal, like let's say for example, the Kaiju podcast. Mm-hmm. If I go on my page and post a link to kaijupod.com, it won't get as many views. If yeah. I post the article to Facebook and then share that Facebook article, then more people will see it. So I found that helps a little bit too.
What about my story or what is it?
Well, that's like the Snapchat
okay
thing.
Because I had one where it got likes, lots of likes.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, nothing.
Yeah. Maybe Facebook gives you one chance. Like, all right, give you one. And then they're like, nah.
Is it because Facebook keeps asking for my phone number and I keep saying go to hell?
Probably.
After all the trouble they had, why are they still asking for people's phone number?
Well, because they need access to your microphone to sell you ads for, like, trash cans or something.
It's crazy. I don't know what I said, but all of a sudden on the Kaiju podcast Instagram, that I've been getting a bunch of ads for like sliced meat. Like it's like that, you know, that Greek like giant meat on a skewer and just someone slicing through it. And I'm like, this is Jorge's page also. How does this end up like
Ralph
this?
Loves his meat. I don't.
Because Jorge is a vegetarian, right?
Yeah. And there was like a week or two where I just kept talking about mustard when I was by myself. Just to see if I'd start getting ads for like French's or Grey Poupon on my Instagram feed. It didn't work.
No.
But
because they know you're trying. You're trying to like get them to
They know
catch
you're a
them.
Facebook hater. This is Instagram, right?
Well, Instagram's owned by Facebook. So
yeah. That's right. Yeah.
There is something up. There's definitely something up.
There is, because what was it? There was another, I mean, it's happened a few times, but recently I felt like I was just thinking about it and then I saw an ad for it.
Having issues with thinking about songs, like, because I work all night and I listen to music
mm-hmm.
and I'll have a song stuck in my head and it'll be like the third thing that pops up on my shuffle. And I have over 1,000 songs on my phone. And so I'm like, okay, that's
weird. Yeah.
And I don't know if it has to do with my Apple Watch or what, but I mean, hey, I wanted to listen to that song, so I guess I shouldn't complain. I already own the song. So
we're just trying to make things easier for you, Ralph. Just give in.
That's fine.
Let us help you, Ralph.
I just always thought it was weird because I didn't know this whole thing until a few years ago. I go, you know, you go shopping around for something to go, why is that up here?
Yeah.
So now I got to be careful what I'm shopping for.
Well, the best is Amazon, because the Amazon is connected to the same email address as my Instagram. So when the Amazon ad pops up, it's like for like a Green Lantern thing and a James Bond thing. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of great. I kind of like that.
They do. They get you sometimes. Like on Instagram, there's this little mini Tempest arcade game, and I was like, "Oh, that's cool. Oh, all right, I could buy that." So I'm not helping the situation.
Well, I don't know what the problem I have with Amazon is every time you buy something, because my wife has Amazon Prime, that we only need one.
Yeah,
but like I'll buy something on mine, and if I don't check a certain thing, they automatically sign me up for Amazon Prime. I'm like going, how do we have two Amazon Prime accounts?
Well, Bezos is going to have to, he has a big divorce settlement coming, so he's just trying to get that extra cash to help offset that a little bit.
I will walk out of here.
Let's officially introduce Ralph. Let me just pause right here.
I mean, I've already dropped the names of all three of my podcasts, I think.
Just we'll talk about them again, or whatever. We'll talk about whatever.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Ralph, a little inside baseball on, you know, how we use social media, as well as how we were going to do this show. Since this was our first time recording, the show hadn't even been edited yet. We were just recording, conversations with Ralph and Jack and I. So fun for me to look back and listen to those conversations. I hope you enjoyed it as well. Next up. Is some extra conversations with Melissa Anelli. Again, a longtime friend in this business. She's run very successful Harry Potter podcasts, again, for, you know, coming on 15 years. And, you know, something about doing podcasts and being in the community, going to Comic-Con, all that kind of stuff, you cross paths with other, media enthusiast type podcasts. And, and Melissa and Frack and Joe are just some of the nicest, most inviting people. And, you know, the community goes beyond just the Lost community. And the relationship that I have with Melissa is a great example of that. And was very excited to have her on the show because her experiences are so amazing. And, going from writing about Harry Potter on Leaky Cauldron to doing the podcast to writing a book, a New York best-selling book about it, and then, you know, founding this convention-based company that has put on these really successful conventions across the United States. Just an awesome story. Was so pumped and excited to have her on our second episode. And, here's some extra conversations that we had that didn't make it into our second episode of The Jay and Jack Show.
This is a time machine. It's crazy.
I was talking to Colleen because I was like, I haven't seen Melissa in person, I think, since the Anthony Rapp party, the New Year's Eve party.
Oh my God.
And that was like 6 years ago or 7 years. I don't know. 9 years ago? I have no idea.
8 years, maybe.
Just keep adding.
Yeah. 27 years ago.
Oh, I'm going to check.
I was told there'd be no math.
No, I'm
that's
not
what they
doing
tell
math.
Me,
I'm just
and then my job keeps involving more of it.
Throwing out numbers.
I'm looking. Does Facebook still do that thing where it shows you your like pictures with each other?
I think so.
Yes, I'm on your profile. Beautiful babies. It's just crazy. It's not doing it. I'll find it. Usually it's like, see your friendship.
Well, that's that thing too, where it's like, you've been friends for 15 years. Here's all your pictures together.
Yeah. Check out how much you like it. Bio, this Facebook thing. So I can't find it, but I
that's
will.
Okay.
Should I can record my own thing.
Okay.
is there a preferred method, or I usually just use QuickTime.
Sure, that's fine. Whatever you want to do. Yeah. Generally, because I use loopback just to pull the audio from whatever other source, so then it kind of just goes into like one channel on or the different channels and still use GarageBand. Loopback, it's like you ever heard of Audio Hijack?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a company that makes something called Loopback Audio, and what it allows you to do, it's like a digital mixer, so you can kind of, you know, pull in signals from wherever and then kind of put them into one channel that then you can put into GarageBand or whatever recorder you want, or into Audio Hijack, and basically lets you do all of these digital cables that you would normally have to have like a mixer to do in person.
Is it like a better version of Soundflower?
Basically, yeah.
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 God, I remember when Soundflower was the height of technology.
Yeah. I was never really good at Soundflower. So this is great because I feel like I'm finally able to do the things.
Soundflower. I've heard of that.
You did?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I've heard of that. Thank you.
It still exists. It's still like a thing.
It's there. Just like, what's that cheap? Audacity. Audacity is still around.
I hate Audacity.
I know. It looks like garbage, but people love it. Well, it's free.
I can't work with it. It just.
Yeah.
I try.
Yeah.
I cannot do it.
It's free. I guess Jackie never used it, but it's just like a free audio editor thing.
It was the first one.
I believe you.
Yeah. So, I mean, how's it going? I mean, do you still. I don't even know. Do you still podcast at all?
Yeah, we still do podcast. So a couple of years ago, we decided that podcast was ending.
Okay.
Because we're dumb. And
we did the same thing.
Sorry, I'm
well,
hearing
at least
myself.
Like Lost hasn't done anything. At least you have. I hear you. You sound great. But like, there's still like Harry Potter. I mean, you have the.
Well, it was 2013, and we were at a LoopyCon, and we were like, well, there's really not that much happening. We're not really recording. We all have, like, full-time jobs now. Yeah. We're going to end it properly. And we said in the show, if J.K. Rowling, like, decides that she's going to revive it, of course we'll come back. Literally the next week, we found out that the books, the Cormoran Strike books were her. And it was like, well, I guess we're back. So we ended the show. We had a whole live show. Everybody was crying. It was a whole thing. And then the next week, the episode is literally called JK.
So it's one of those fake things.
But at least, okay. But what's kind of neat about that situation, though, is because a lot of times podcasts just kind of fade away. And then it's just like, it kind of ends without, you know, much of it. So even... You actually got to have your in, but you get to keep going. So you had your big,
big end.
Yeah, big
4,000 people or something. It was great.
But then you got to keep going. But you have that. You had it. You don't need to worry about it now.
It's funny because do you feel the way I do? And we're such grandparents in the podcasting world.
Ancient.
That these kids with their billion-dollar podcasts. It's like, listen. Don't tell me about your sold-out tours and your first-class flights. I ate Subway for 6 weeks in the back of a 4x4 going to every Borders. Yes, Borders that existed at the time because we just wanted to. Eating out of the merch money. That's what podcast tour was in 2006.
Oh, yeah.
Seven,
well, I say it all the time, like with the Patreons and all the things that are out there. It's like, oh, my God, we would have been bajillionaires if this was like... If this existed back when
story of my life,
you know, the peak of podcastum. But you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything because the life the things I learned from that experience and the life I have now, I wouldn't have had without that. So
I'd trade it a second. I'm all about the dollars.
I mean, same though, because now I have Mischief and everything grew from that, and so I don't regret it. But at the same time, it's I feel like get off my lawn guy when I'm like, I'm like, you don't understand. We did this. We did call-in shows when all we did was put our Skype number just out on the internet and let people call in until everybody, all 10 people's Skypes and computers melted down and we had to stop the show because the technology was not up to like what we wanted
God.
To do.
Live shows back then were just, you didn't know.
Yep. TalkShoe.
We used TalkShoe a couple times, and it would
TalkShoe!
Always. Yeah, remember TalkShoe? Oh,
I do
my
now.
God. and would always crash.
It killed us a couple times.
Oh man! Like we did this like podcast-a-thon thing, and we had Daniel Day, Kim was going to be on, and he was going to close it out, and then it crashed right.
And I was communicating back and forth with MySpace.
Yeah, with MySpace is how we're actually communicating to Daniel Day. Oh my god, MySpace!
It's down, and we can't get it up.
But
every episode had to have a MySpace.
Yeah,
every show had to have a MySpace. Oh, yeah. Had to make sure the episode was live on it. And man, now it's, you know, whatever, it's SoundCloud, and there's
kids
so many
these
different
days.
Things yeah. now
with the Snapchats and the
Snapchat. You gotta have an Insta. You gotta have an Insta. You gotta update your story, and you gotta make your exclusive content for your Patreons, and you have to. It's just, it's so wild.
And your YouTube lives.
My favorite story is this: I used to work at a rink here in town in Raleigh, and this skater used to listen to Jay and I, and she goes, I hate Nerdist. I go, why? She goes, because they stole your idea, because The Walking Dead, and after they do the, because we used to do something like similar like that, she goes, I'll never watch them, they stole your idea. I go, well, can you tell them?
Yeah, let them know. So you guys, one of my favorite shows, podcasts are from all the Ringer stuff is amazing. I love them. And these Mallory and Jason, who did Binge Mode Harry Potter, completed this big reread, this big deep dive into everything here. And it's amazing. And I have become friends with them through this. They're wonderful. So like when I say this, please know that I love them to pieces. But this amazing, and I'm so happy for them, New York Times article came out, but the headline was hilarious. It was a Harry Potter podcast has a cult following with fan art and its own merch. And I was like, is it 2007?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they deserve all the press in the world. Sure, but the New York Times being so surprised by this news was really funny. A couple of people like tweeted at me like, you know, it was great.
Well, because it's like there's the pre-Serial and the post-Serial in the podcast universe. And then like it's only, I think Serial brought it to the point where it's like a legit thing. Or it's at least more people know what you're talking about when you say you do a podcast.
Right.
Than maybe when I felt like when we were, because most of the time it's like, what's a podcast?
Yeah, I'd have to explain.
And you still
especially
get
people
that,
my age, I had to explain it to them all the time.
But it's taken more Constantly. Seriously now, I think. Because actually Constantly. All the famous people do it too, like Conan, Joe Rogan, like everybody has.
Yeah.
Mark Maron,
his show.
Yeah, and so the marketplace is just getting more and more crowded.
Oh, yeah.
I remember we put ours up before. God, we're just sounding like the like oldest, bitterest people. Like I was doing this, no shoes, and you know, the Plantronics microphone.
We used to have to walk 100 miles to podcast.
Yeah,
pretty much. Well, let's do an intro. I have been recording, so
I started like a minute in. And I was
okay,
like,
perfect.
Crap, maybe I should
Good,
record.
That's cool.
So I just
perfect. Yeah. But. So thankful to have her on the show, and it's fun to talk. You know, it does. We do kind of maybe sound like some old curmudgeons. You know, but it's crazy to think that we've been doing this so long, that we were or we are kind of the elder podcasters in the industry, in the business. And it's you don't really realize it till you actually have a conversation with somebody else that's been in it as long as Jack and I have. But this next conversation is from our on-location interview with Chip Mims. Most of that conversation made it into the show, so there wasn't too much taken away from it. There was three stories that I did pull, also with the intention that I knew it was going to be on this one, but one of the requests that Chip had was he really wanted to do a rendition of The Five. With Jack and I. So this will start off with that rendition of The Five, including Chip Mims. Also, he goes in a little bit in depth about his Americans podcast and what that experience was like. And then lastly, Jack and Chip share kind of a funny story from the Lost finale party that Jack and I put on with Global Cash Card. And how Jack stole Chip's rental car. So, without any further ado, let's take it away.
All right, wait, where's my song?
Oh, that's right.
The five. The five questions for Jack. The five. The five. The five questions for Jack. What will you say? Nobody knows. One thing for sure, almost anything goes. The five. The five. The five questions for Jack.
Thank you, guys.
I kind of forgot the words there, but that's okay.
And I stole your rental car, too.
Oh, well, you want to tell that story? Because you did that.
I technically, I didn't do it, but the finale, the one at
the party.
The party at the Orpheum.
At the Orpheum.
The Lost Finale Party.
Yeah. I had a convertible Mustang that we
rented. I had a convertible Mustang, too.
So it's funny. We get in the car. We drive. I go, God, this, it was similar.
It was.
But I go,
same color.
I go, something's messing. Because I think I had some stuff in there. Uh-huh. I go, did they take it? I go, it doesn't matter. I have to get to the, because we're running late, because I'm waiting right. for all the women were getting their hair done. So I said, mm-hmm. I didn't have to worry about that.
Right.
So I said, let's go. So we get back, and they go, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm so sorry. I go, what? I go, we gave you the wrong car. I go, who'd you get? It was Chip. I go, Mims? He goes, yeah. I go, well, I know him. So they gave our, they mixed up the cars.
They did. Yeah. And so I go down there, and I'm like, yeah, I give him the little claim thing, and I'm waiting, and I'm like, well, you know, they're not going to wait for us to start the show on ABC, right? So finally, there's like this huddle little thing over by the car area, and this guy, manager looking, oh, sir, I just, car's not here. I'm like, where's my car? And, well, apparently we gave it out to another guest hotel. So I'm like, so they're like, no, we'll personally escort you. So they got Raul came over to pick us up in like a car from the hotel. So they drove us down to right outside the Orpheum and they picked us up. So we didn't have our car because Jack stole it.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, I was on such that was such a great night.
Sure.
Everybody there was.
Especially when you steal people's cars.
And you get away with it. So yeah. Gone in 60 seconds. I was gone. But it was just one of those nights. But I knew getting into the car, I didn't think it was my rental car.
Because you still took it.
Because I had to get to, because I was running late.
Sure.
I had to get there. Yeah, sure. Fine, it's a Mustang. Let's go.
So I'm like, when I found out,
screw Chip.
When I found out the next day, I hear Jack talking. Yeah, we got somebody's car. It was a Mustang. I'm like, that was my car.
I go, I'm sorry. I should have said something, but you know what? I was in a hurry.
You're like, yeah, I know. I was hosting a show.
Well, you know,
I'm a very popular celebrity here in Los Angeles. You little people are the fans.
If they would have given me a Ferrari, I still would have taken it.
Of course.
True, of course.
What was it like that you realized when you're doing your podcast on the Americans that they were listening?
Kind of freaked me out a little bit because it's like we got contacted. You can edit this around. We got contacted by one of the actors on the show on Twitter. Actually, he started following us, and he was the first person on the show that followed us. So I DM'd him like, hey, if you want to do an interview, let me know. I never heard from him, but I'm like, we're a fan podcaster. That's fine. 6 months later, I get a DM back. Were you serious about the interview? And I'm like, one of the actors DM'd me back.
Yeah.
So he was our first interview. He's a wonderful actor named Kelly O'Coin. He's coming up on season 3 of Billions, which is coming out soon. He's a regular on that show. He plays
with Daniel Day-Lewis. Band of Brothers. Billions. It's with
Damian.
Damian Lewis.
Yeah. He's on the show.
Next James Bond.
Yeah, potentially. I think Idris Elba, but
he doesn't want to do it.
I thought he said he wanted to do it.
I heard he didn't want to do
really?
It.
No. I hope he does.
He texted me and said,
he said, I'm over it now.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah, officially, yeah. Unofficially, nah.
Yeah,
that's
nah.
Right.
Oh, man. What a fun time with Chip Mims at his bar at his location for those that come to the Raleigh podcast weekend. We usually go to Chip Mims' business there, Mims Distributing, and it's a great time, and And it was a great time podcasting with Chip, as well as he gave us beer. So it makes for a great show. But yeah, thanks again to Chip for welcoming us to his location to record. Last up is content from our fourth episode with Blake Schlukbeer from Let's Review Everything. Blake's a longtime friend of mine. We worked at Apple together, you know, he got into podcasting and started a really fun show that I've been on a few times, and I believe they just started their third season. So if you, you know, search for Let's Review Everything. And, you know, it's a fun show. They do a lot of fun games and stuff like that. And I wanted him on the show. One, because I think he's got a really fun you know, podcasting personality that I thought would work well with Jack and I, as well as bringing some of the games and kind of hearing his story. Plus, it's always good to feature another Raleigh-based podcaster, which two out of the four that we had in our first four episodes were Raleigh-based podcasters, so that was pretty cool as well. So this didn't make it into the final episode, but it included a conversation about the Marvel movies. Blake's a big comic book fan, so let's let this clip take it away. So you're a big comic book fan. Oh, one, thank you for playing the game. That was a great game. And again, you have a lot of great games every single episode. So if you enjoy things like that, check out Blake's show. But anyway, you are a big comic book fan. You had a comic book podcast. Where do you see comic book movies right now? Is Marvel going to continue their great trend? Or do you feel like maybe things are maybe tipping in DC's favor? Because I feel like the past... DCs are getting better, because I really liked Aquaman. I thought Wonder Woman, everybody thought Wonder Woman was amazing. I think Shazam is going to be pretty good. I feel like after this next Avengers movie, I don't know if Marvel can keep this going. So, wanted to get your perspective on the current, the ongoing DC versus Marvel debate.
I think that if Marvel can't successfully make comic book movies more adult, that it will become a problem for them. I think that all of the Netflix shows that, you know, half were good and half were whatever, they're no longer around.
Yep.
Because of the Disney Channel, the streaming service is coming out. Mm-hmm. I think they really need to focus on upping their TV game and making some good, adult content's the wrong saying, right? Not adult content, but you know what I'm saying. Like shows,
you know,
that
pornos, Marvel,
you know,
pornos.
I want to see Daredevil, you know. no, but I think that DC has done a great job in the TV universe, and that Marvel needs to do something similar. And I think they kind of are with Hulu. I think they have like two or three shows that are still happening on Hulu.
Yeah.
But they really need to hit that market a little bit harder. I think the movies are going to be fine. I think all comic book movies are going to kind of either turn into less of a genre play, and that stories are going to be pulled from comics and presented and is going to be acceptable. Mm-hmm. Or they're going to kind of fizzle out, one of the two.
Yeah. Because it's, to me, or at least I'm starting to see, and it's always been there, but I'm starting to see the Marvel formula a little bit more now. It's like, okay, this is the thing, and then this is the jokes, and then this is whatever thing they have to overcome. And so I don't know, just getting, I mean, again, there's been 20-something movies. I don't know how many movies there have been. There's been a lot. And at this point, I feel like we kind of, how do they shift it to where it feels fresh or can continue to feel fresh? And I think that's, we'll see post-Avengers 4, but I just don't know how they're going to keep doing that.
I'm just happy that we got a decade worth of comic book movies.
It's true.
I just feel very blessed in that point where it's like, man, I never thought I was going to see that as a kid, and we got it. So I'm true. Just happy we did.
Yeah, nothing was better than that first Avengers movie. Just like the first time feeling like I watched a comic book movie, like all these characters on the screen at the same time. And it was actually like a good story. Jack, did you enjoy? Are you caught up on the Marvel movies?
I haven't seen Thor.
The latest Thor? Ragnarok?
I've not seen any of the Thors.
Oh. Ragnarok's really good. But again, I feel like that's kind of done now. Thor's done. Who do you think's going to die in the next Avengers movie, Blake?
Captain America.
You think for sure?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Nobody else?
This is my favorite, but that's okay.
I think that he's going to do the whole, he's going to be the religious figure, you know, the dying for everyone kind
the
of.
Jesus play?
Yeah, something like, you know, I think that, then that will be it. It will be a true end to that. And then who knows, you know, maybe they'll do the whole different Captain America's Sam or someone else, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like it's either everyone's thinking Cap is going to die. Like, I think everyone's been thinking Cap's going to die for, like, the past five movies. Well, because Chris Evans has been so kind of meh about doing these movies. And I think that's why, I don't know, I feel like that's why everybody thinks he's going to die. So I think they're going to try and twist it, maybe change it up on us. But we'll see. Who knows? Who knows? Anyway, Blake, we usually talk to people about what they're watching on TV right now. What's their favorite thing? Is there anything that's caught your eye lately that you think is really good that people should be like, watching?
What am I watching right now? I am watching Sabrina the Teenage Witch on Netflix. I really like it.
So good.
So good, right? It's yes. Campy, but it's very fun. I'm looking forward to that coming back.
Yeah, so they added the Christmas special, which was awesome because Colleen and I, because it came out around Halloween, I think. Jack, have you watched Sabrina?
I've not seen it, no.
It's a Netflix show. And if you have the, you know, Melissa Joan Hart character kind of in your mind, this is not.
See, that's
show.
What I thought.
It's yeah,
not
no.
That show at all. It's more based on the Archie comics. I'm a bad comic fan. I didn't even realize it was originally from an Archie comic thing. But, it's a very, you know, into the occult side of it. But it's a really good show. Yeah, I've really dug it. But I finally just watched Russian Doll. Have you seen that show, Blake?
No, I keep seeing previews for it as I'm trying to figure out what to watch next. It looks good.
It's quick because it's only like 8 30-minute episodes.
Yeah, they're like 26 minutes.
But dang, it's a good show.
It's hard to figure out if it's a comedy, dramedy.
It's kind of like a dark
mystery.
A dark dramedy.
Spoiler: second episode's hilarious.
but it's kind of like it's a bit of a play on Groundhog Day a little bit.
Maybe a little edgier.
Yeah, but it definitely like digs into like the human psyche. And I don't know, it's incredible.
Have you seen Future Man?
Yeah, I've seen season one, and I watched the first episode of season two.
Season two is very funny.
Okay.
It's hilarious. The Hulu show, right?
Yeah, what?
Hulu?
Yeah, it's funny.
Yep.
It's funny.
With what's his name from whatever that show
from
is?
From the,
you know, the Catching Fire or whatever?
Yeah, he's
Mocking. What the hell is that movie?
The one with
J-Law?
Yeah, that one.
God, what's that called? Why am I blanking on the theme?
The Hunger Games.
Hunger Games, that's it. Good God.
I only saw the first two and I knew that.
I'm a bad tween. Actually, it's not even tweens anymore. That's like old Xennials or whatever they're calling that generation.
You'd like Hunger Games. Not Hunger Games.
Future Man?
Future Man. You'd like it.
I will have to. It's in my queue. I just haven't gotten to it yet.
You should bump it up. It's seriously worth watching.
It's kind of wacky. It's fun.
Yeah, I think it plays a lot on like time travel stuff, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And video games and stuff.
But have you seen, Blake, have you seen the new Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
Yes, loved it.
It's like the best comic movie, I think, of all time.
It's one of my favorite comic book movies. Easily one of my favorite Spider-Man.
I think you could say it's the best Spider-Man movie.
Just not a fan of Spider-Man.
Like, even if you're not, like this, I really wanted to see it, and I really wanted to take Zach to see it. And he's kind of being a butthead. He didn't want to go see it.
Well, he's afraid of certain things.
Yeah, and he also doesn't really like
going Spider-Man.
Yeah,
no. He likes that. He likes Spider-Man. He loves the most recent Marvel Spider-Man, the Tom Holland Spider-Man. He loves And like each time he loves the Marvel movies, Captain America's his favorite, but loves Spider-Man. So I was like, oh, let's go see this. It's like a cartoon Spider-Man. This is great. But he didn't want to go with me. So I went by myself during the day and I cried in it. It was so good. So good. I cry a lot in movies, Blake. I don't know if you know this or not, but
Toy Story.
Toy Story is moving, the last Toy Story.
It wasn't the last one. They bring them all back from the dead, and they're doing a fourth one, right?
Well, they didn't die at the end of the third one.
They didn't?
One.
I thought like they were strapped to the front of like a car, and it got thrown into like a dump, and that was it.
No. That was they got rescued before. That was like
Deus Ex. Oh, I stopped watching it right there. I walked out. I just assumed it was done. This whole time, I thought they had been killed.
The ending of that is when Andy, spoiler, who's like 10 years old, so sorry, but which is crazy that movie's almost 10 years old. But
he goes off to college.
He goes off to college and he gives the toys, his toys, to another little kid.
Which was stupid. He could have held on to them and sold them.
Well, yeah, because Woody's worth like tens of thousands of dollars or something.
Exactly.
Like that. But anyway. It was really moving, a bunch of tears. But yeah, they're bringing them back.
I didn't cry.
But they've had a bunch of shorts after that with the new, I think Molly's the girl's name, and their adventures. So I'm excited for the movie, even though I do think it's a little weird because the last one was supposed to be like the end. But
everything's supposed to be the end, though.
Yeah, not in today's world.
Is there any movies that there's been a fourth one and the fourth one's been good?
Well, technically, Star New Hope, right?
That doesn't. You can't count that as the fourth one.
The truest would say that was the fourth one.
No, purists will say that's the first one.
I don't know.
Because then you could do Phantom Menace is the fourth one, and that's god awful.
Which one was Star Trek 4? Which Star Trek was the fourth one? Was that
must have been good because it was every other one.
Yeah, it's the even numbers are the good ones.
Because Star Trek the Motion Picture is the worst movie ever made.
And then you have Wrath of Khan, amazing. Search for Spock, boring.
And then
four is
Return to Spock, right? They bring it back to life.
That's the third one.
Third one.
That's the Voyage Home.
Yeah, that's a considered a good
one. What's the one with the whale?
Yeah.
No, that's the fifth one is the
fifth
whale.
One? Okay.
Because the whale's the lame one.
They go to SeaWorld or something, right?
No, they have to like save
like Free Willy
whale or something. It's really weird crap. They should reboot Free Willy.
There you go.
But he died in real life, so I don't know if that's really... They didn't really free
Willy. Well, didn't the kid, he got arrested or something, didn't he, recently?
I have no idea.
Maybe it could just be about what the kid did after Free Willy died, or after he found that out.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Really, the life of crime.
He got into eating sushi or something. I don't know.
Dang. Dang. But that, and then cried, watched the new Wreck-It Ralph movie today. Was that
what?
The new Wreck-It Ralph, Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Was it good?
It's amazing. I cried like a baby at the end, yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of it.
The first one's Wreck-It Ralph. You ever seen any of the Wreck-It Ralph? Even heard of it?
I don't know.
What do you think, what is your cry to not cry ratio of movies?
99% cry.
No, like it's, I don't know. In real life, I generally
Ghostbusters?
No, not
when they killed the marshmallow.
But
man.
In real life, I generally don't get emotional. And something about movies is like when my brain allows me to feel feelings and I cry really easy.
Have you thought about maybe like when you feel like you actually should have emotions to just turn the lights off and see if maybe that works? Maybe it's just like a sensory thing. Yeah. Like just turn off the lights next time like your wife says something sweet to you, and maybe you'll start to cry.
Because you've cried a lot of movies.
Yeah, and the only time that I've...
I mean, I cried at Field of Dreams.
Say for, like, the really emotional... But even, like, crazy things that should be intensely emotional, I will not cry right away. The only times, like, in the immediate where I've cried was when my two kids are born. Like, that was like... I was like, so beautiful.
Because I knew it was going to complicate your life. Is that what it was?
And then I would be able to communicate appropriately to Blake that he should come
what if,
in person.
What if you cried at all of these like these Disney movies, but all of the serious movies that you've watched that you don't cry in, like Schindler's List or like The Eighth Mile. Wait, no, The Eighth Mile. Which one? Not that. The Eighth Mile is a
Green Mile.
Green Mile. That's much funnier if you cried.
8 Mile.
An 8 Mile. You're like, Mom, spaghetti, and then like you just start welling up with tears.
My mom used to make spaghetti.
No, it's not just any movie. Like I will get emotional. Yeah, I'm a crier. I'm definitely a crier. Like Star is Born. That's a recent kind of tearjerker. And dang, that one punched me in the gut. I know, Jack, you probably haven't seen it because you think it's a chick flick, but it's a really good movie.
No, I saw the first one. I mean, not the first one. I saw the second
Streisand.
One.
That's the third one.
Chris Christopherson.
That's the third one. But that's the second one. Have you seen Star is Born, Blake?
No. There's been four. No clue what it is.
You haven't? Wait, no clue what it is?
No, sorry.
Oh, wow. Well, basically,
I mean, I like Chris Christopherson.
Well, this new one, it's the Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga movie.
Oh, okay, yeah. My wife watched it. I'm just not a Gaga fan. I mean, as an artist perspective, she's good, but as an actress, I really didn't like her on
American Horror Story.
Yeah, I didn't care for her.
Huh. I'd stopped watching American Horror Story for that. I watched first couple seasons.
What's like any what's that guy's name? Brad Falchuk.
Didn't he do Glee?
Yeah, Glee, Nip Tuck. Like, he's always all of his shows, yeah, first couple seasons are amazing. And then they just completely tank.
Yes, Glee got really stupid.
And Glee was like Nip Tuck
got
great,
really stupid.
Really dumb. Glee, great first couple seasons, then absolute crap. I've never watched American Horror Story because I don't like being scared.
The first two seasons are legitimately good horror.
They're
like
excellent.
Show. Yeah.
First one especially is really good.
Ugh, yeah, I agree.
The only scary movie that I've willingly seen in my entire life is It. The new It.
The remake or the...
Yeah, the new It.
Okay.
Is that the one with the fun clown?
Well, yeah, they all had the fun clown, but I saw that movie, and that was a completely stressful experience, but I really enjoyed the movie. But other than that, I've never seen another horror movie. Ever.
Dark Crystal's kind of like a horror movie, though, isn't it? Have you seen that?
But it's like those kids' movies that are packages, kid movies that like give you mental
give you trauma. Nightmares. Yeah.
Because like Return to Oz, I remember watching.
Oh my
that.
God!
And I haven't watched it since then. I watched it in 1988. I have not seen it since 1988, but there's still things that haunt me from that movie, watching it on
Who's in Return to Oz? That's...
It's kind of like a sequel to Wizard of Oz. It's a Disney movie. Like, Disney made it.
I don't think I ever saw it.
I was in your house, but we rented the tape.
I saw The Wiz.
Well, it's kind of like, I loved Wizard of Oz. It was one of my favorite movies growing up, and I think... Either mom, probably mom, rented the Return to Oz. Like, oh, you like Wizard of Oz? This is the sequel. It's a Disney movie. No, it is demented. The demented.
Yeah, your
movie.
Mom probably did that. Yeah.
I don't know anyone who is in this movie.
The person that plays Dorothy,
Fairuza Balk.
I think she was Bobby Boucher's girlfriend in The Waterboy. I think that's her. I think, maybe.
I mean, it. This movie has moments of just pure horror.
Yeah.
There's like this pumpkin creature that eats other pumpkin creatures.
What is it rated? Or what was it rated?
Well, back then they didn't even have PG-13. Do you know which movie started PG-13?
Yes, I do, but I can't remember.
Blake, do you know what movie started PG-13?
Because it was a big deal.
No.
Had the first PG-13?
Was it Friday the 13th, one of those?
Nope. No. It was a rated R.
I can't remember.
Well, RoboCop.
No, RoboCop's rated R. Rated. That movie's intense.
It was X-rated originally. But
really?
Yeah.
Well, I believe it because it's very graphic. But Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
That's right.
Is it because of the like hand in the heart thing?
Kalima. That was one I saw as a kid, and it's still, like, I have not seen that scene since.
Really?
Yeah, I think you were watching on HBO or something, and I was, like, 10. I wasn't even that young. But that scene scared the crap out of me.
I wouldn't even think about it because it's Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
It's fun.
The first one's fun. Third one's great. Second one, scare the crap out of me. And I have
And the fourth one's horrible.
God, fourth one's. Again, there we go. There fourth we go. Movie being horrible.
So we haven't come up with a great fourth movie, have we?
Yeah, because you can't count reboots, right, Blake?
I don't think so, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't count reboots.
So it has to be in the same timeline.
Because The Godfather only had three, and this third one is terrible. So
is it terrible, or is it just it's terrible. One of the greatest movies of all time, it's which terrible. Is the first two?
Which Mission Impossible was the fourth one?
Okay, that's the... Actually, Ghost that's Protocol? Ghost Protocol, I think. That's a... that's yeah. That might be...
Actually, I've enjoyed them all, so...
But that was like, to me, that's the Brad Bird directed one, the post-JJ one. That one's amazing.
See, I can name more bad fourth ones than good, for sure. Like, you know, Terminator 4, Salvation. Ooh. Remember that?
Well, that's the third one, isn't it? No, that's the Christian Bale flip out is the Salvation one, right?
Jaws yeah, but it's pretty... still the fourth one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awful.
Isn't Jaws 4 a great movie?
Jaws the Revenge?
Jaws
the
Revenge. No, was that...
That's Jaws 4, I think.
Is it Jaws 4? Which one's a 3D? The third one?
Yeah, Jaws 3D.
So Jaws 4 is with
Michael Caine's in
Michael
it.
Michael Caine and what's his name? He's got the crazy brother.
Wow.
Used to be married to Meg Ryan.
Quaid.
Dennis Quaid, didn't he in that one?
I don't know. I saw that movie when I was a kid. There's a lot of movies you see when... This is before the internet, before you could watch whatever you want at any time. Like, as a kid, it'd be like, if you're home, you know, home from school, whatever, and you have HBO, like, you just watch these random movies that are on HBO during the day. So you see a lot of movies that you probably kids today would not watch because it's not, they can pick whatever movie they want. So I feel like there is an experience loss.
When was the last time you watched a movie on HBO?
I have the HBO Now streaming service, so I've watched movies on there.
I can't remember the last time I watched a movie.
Really?
I used to watch their shows, and that's it.
Because they put new movies on. Like right now, that Won't You Be My Neighbors on there. I'm definitely going to watch that again.
I've never seen that. Okay, that's with Mr. Rogers, right?
Documentary.
You won't cry when you watch that.
No, I saw it in theaters and cried. I went to Alamo Draft House and saw that one.
In your neighborhood.
Actually, I feel like my...
Didn't they have tissues?
Yeah, and we were all... And I went to, like, again, I go to movies by myself. Because I enjoy going to movies. And what I love about Alamo Draft House is, and Blake, you've been there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They show, like, they have a cool pre-roll thing where they'll show things from, you know, related to that movie that you're going to see. Yeah. And so for the Won't You Be My Neighbor, they had a commencement speech that Fred Rogers did. It was this really moving speech. So it already got me emotional before the movie started and then during the movie.
Did you go by yourself?
Yeah, I went by myself to see that one. Because Colleen will go to New York with the kids, so it's like my free weekend, my bachelor weekend.
When you can regenerize.
Yeah, yeah. Recharge the batteries and go see movies just that like, Colleen won't go with Colleen's me plug. To go see. That's my plug. Did you break my plug?
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
You miss your children, so you have to go to a movie to cry because you can't do it.
I can't cry.
I would go to a comedy.
I've been,
if my kids
but
were
then the last time they went, I went and saw Black Klansman. I bawled like a baby at the end of Black Klansman, which has like a really tough ending. Have you seen Black Klansman? Like,
I haven't. I was actually thinking about all the inappropriate things I could say about the ending, but I decided against it.
That's good. You made the right choice.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is just a dissection of
my
own
psyche. Mission Impossible, the last one.
Because that was the second time I saw it with you. The first time I did, there was some misty eyes at some points.
And what?
Because it's such an emotional movie. Like, there's so much stuff happening in that movie.
That's up for Best Picture, too, isn't it? I don't know when this is going to come out. Black Klansman.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you can buy it or rent it or whatever.
Who's in it?
Black Klansman. Denzel Washington's kid is the lead, you know, from Ballers.
From Ballers. Isn't it amazing that's his kid?
And you can tell it's his kid.
Yeah, like, I know.
But it's a Spike Jones movie.
Spike Jones. Spike Lee?
No, Spike Lee? Oh, yeah, Spike Lee, not Spike Jones.
It's a Spike Lee joint. Yeah, it's Spike not a Lee Spike joint. Jones joint.
Thank you. Anyway.
I know one of the Jones. Spikes.
One of the Spikes. All right. That was a great tangent of movies and comic books with Blake, and it was a great conversation. Yeah, I think that wraps up our first bonus episode. Hope you all enjoyed it. Again, it was a lot of fun doing these first four episodes of the Jay and Jack Show. Currently working on our next set of four episodes and guests. You know, pretty excited about what we're putting together. Can't quite announce who it is yet, but should be a lot of fun to do. So without any further ado, let's close this thing out. I want to thank the people that make this show possible. Our patrons, especially Tech from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, the Drake, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. And also the people that kind of put this show on. Colleen does all of the posting for our network. So, you know, when the episodes go up, the descriptions that are written, that's done by Colleen. Jacob does all of our artwork. Rob Francesanini does our website work. Jack, you know, records countless podcasts, including this one, and traveling to our house to record the show in person, which I think has made a huge difference in the quality of this show. So big thanks to Jack for doing that. Hopefully you have enjoyed the start to the Jay and Jack Show. A lot of episodes left to do. Remember, our first season is going to be 12 episodes, which should take us through May. We're taking a few breaks in between here and there to kind of catch up again on interviews and editing and stuff like that. But our next set of four is coming up soon, maybe next Monday or the Monday thereafter, depending on some scheduling stuff with our guests. Hopefully it will be here soon, and I hope you all have enjoyed it. If you have, give us a review on iTunes, jayandjack.com/iTunes. Take it to our iTunes page with all of our podcasts, including the Jay and Jack Show with that beautiful primary color, yellow, blue, and red, with that iPod on there, kicking it old school. And again, thank you to Jacob for doing that. We're also doing other shows this season. We've got Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen's in full force, as well as Ramblecast and Broadcast. And Game of Thrones is coming back in April. Only a little over a month away. So Game of Thrones with Jay, Jack, and Nick will return for its final season, which should be a lot of fun. You know, will it be good? Will it be bad? And so Jack, Nick, and myself will be sharing our thoughts on that. So I'll be very curious to see where Nick lands, because it's very hard to please his critical mind sometimes. So should be a lot of fun. All right. Until next time, everyone, I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode. There'll be more to come. Again, we'll do it after every fourth set of four episodes. And we'll see you then. Hasta luego and goodbye.